listeners, before we get started today, just a quick note. What you're hearing on the Audio Mug podcast show and Coffee Thoughts is for reflection, inspiration, and entertainment only. I'm not a licensed professional. This isn't advice. Always reach out to a qualified expert when you need one. Now, let's pour into today's thoughts. 1, 2, 3. Me no stinking edit. Welcome, listeners, to the Audio Mug podcast show. Today on Coffee Thoughts, we're pouring deep with a topic that stirs the soul. Pour with purpose. Because if you think all about it, every pour, every choice, every moment, every drop of effort goes in somewhere. And how you pour it, that's what defines your flavor. So, grab your cup or your mug, find your calm spot, and let's sip slow because today we're brewing something bold. When I first started making coffee, I used to just pour and go. No measuring, no timing, just vibes. Half the time I came out too strong, other times weak enough to taste like bean-flavored regret. But one morning, something clicked. I realized the pour matters. The way you tilt, the pace, the care. It all affects what comes out. And that's not just coffee talk. That's life. We pour ourselves into people, into projects, into dreams, and sometimes into things that drain us dry. But what if we got more intentional with our pour? What if every drop we gave had direction, had purpose? That's where the warmth really starts, not in the coffee, but in the way you choose to pour. Now, confession time. Once I tried to multitask while I was pouring over coffee, the phone in one hand, stirring my substitute sugar with the other, watching a video about focus and mindfulness. Yeah, I see the irony. The result? Coffee overflowed, grounds everywhere. My counter looked like it survived a volcano bean eruption. And as I stood there wiping up the mess, I realized that's what happens when you pour without attention. You end up everywhere but in the moment. The truth is, most of us live like that. We rush our mornings, juggle too many tabs, and pour our energy into everything except the actual fill us. Then we wonder why our cups feel empty. Sometimes you gotta slow your pour, not because life's easy, but because it's worth doing it right. Let's get real. You can't pour purpose from a cup that's cracked. You can pretend for a while, look busy, sound impressed, but eventually the leak shows. Purpose doesn't mean you got it all figured out. It means you're paying attention to what you're giving your time and energy to. It's the difference between I have to and I get to. Think about it. You have to work, but you get to create stability. You have to wake up early, but you get to see a sunrise most people sleep through. You have to deal with people, but you get to grow patience. That's the mind shift that turns original actions into intentional living. You start seeing your daily pour not as survival, but as a contribution. Picture this. A barista doesn't just dump coffee into a cup. They swirl, they angle, they time the flow. That's rhythm and art in it. Now imagine if you treated your life like that. Each pour deliberate. Each action graceful. Each word measured. Like part of a recipe you actually care about. Purpose doesn't always roar. Sometimes it whispers through your habits, through the small moments that no applause, but that you know better. Let's check on a friend. Finish something you started, or say no to something that doesn't align anymore, because saying no is always a form of pouring with purpose. Here's the truth I've learned from too many overfilled mugs and unrested nights. You can't control how full someone else's cup is. You can't control the quality of what you pour. And when you pour with purpose, the flavor lingers, even if nobody thanks you, even if it feels small. That small act, done with care, ripples out the further than you think. It shows up in your relationships, your work, and your mood. Purpose isn't found, it's poured, in one intentional moment at a time. You know what's funny? When you talk about finding purpose, people think it's hidden somewhere, like it's a treasure map or some big secret behind a locked door. But maybe it's not hidden at all. Maybe purpose is sitting in plain sight, disguised as your daily choices. The problem is, we keep looking for something loud. But the truth, purpose often sounds like silence, like the sound of coffee dripping in the morning when the house is still quiet, like your heartbeat reminding you that you're still here, still able to pour again. How do you pour with purpose when life feels messy? Start small. Pour your attention into one task instead of 10. Pour kindness into someone's day with no returns expected. Pour gratitude into things that already exist instead of the ones you're chasing. Pour rest into the schedule before it collapses. Those are not grand gestures. They are deliberate trips, small, steady, and sacred. And that's what keeps the brew strong. Maybe that's the beauty of life. We're all just a collection of pours, some bitter, some sweet, some accidental. But overall, they blend into something rich. So, today's pour feels uneven? That's okay. Keep going. Because every drip, even the messy ones, contribute to your overall flavor. And one day, someone will taste your story, and it'll make sense. And that's today's blend, my friends. I'm your host, the Brewmaster, and this was Coffee Thoughts on the Audio Mug Podcast Show. If this episode filled your cup, share it with somebody who could use a warm reminder to pour with purpose. Subscribe, follow, and pour by again, because there's always another fresh brew waiting. Until next time, stay mindful. Stay grounded, and remember, your life tastes better when it's poured with purpose.